Senator Robert Torricelli, who was severely admonished this summer by the Senate Ethics Committee for his relationship with a convicted businessman, stunned the political world today by announcing that he will not seek re-election to a second term.
My voice is not so important that it cannot be substituted. If I cannot be heard, then someone else must be heard. I have asked attorneys to file with the Supreme Court of the United States motions to have my name removed from the general election ballot for the United States Senate.
Torricelli, who is a Democrat from New Jersey, made his decision following release of a new poll that shows him trailing his Republican opponent, Doug Forrester, by a whopping 13 points. We're joined by NPR political correspondent Mara Liasson. And Mara, 13 points or not, this is pretty unusual for something like this to happen.
This is pretty unusual, Robert. It did come as quite a shock. Robert Torricelli's nickname is The Torch. He's known as a street fighter. He's a real survivalist. He's like the kind of guy who would have a knife in his teeth swimming. I mean, he was somebody that people thought would go down fighting. One former aide to Torricelli said, "I never expected him to leave the Senate except in handcuffs or a body bag." So this did come as quite a shock. And as if you could hear the emotion in the senator's voice, this was a very emotional press conference. He said, "This is the most painful thing I have ever done. This," meaning being in the Senate, "is all I ever wanted to do."
And why did he do it?
He did it because his campaign was imploding. That public poll you just mentioned where he was down 13 points, apparently his own internal polls showed him down 20 points. He was losing independents. He was losing Democrats. Yesterday, he had lunch with the other senator from New Jersey, John Corzine, and the governor, Jim McGreevy, at the governor's mansion, which has a wonderful name in New Jersey, Drumthwacket. Mm-hmm. They discussed the race. They decided that the only way to keep it Democratic, to keep that chance, was to get out. You know, Torricelli had used the argument that this wasn't about him. It was about keeping Democratic control of the Senate. Well, that argument maybe worked a little too well. He and other Democrats concluded that they wanted a Democratic Senate, and they couldn't keep one if he was on the ballot in New Jersey.
Yeah. Now, the balance in the Senate is as narrow as it can possibly be. Every seat is of great importance. If he lost, that would be a loss to the Democrats who won. But how do the Democrats actually get a nominee now that Torricelli has had his name taken off, or said he wants his name taken off?
Well, that is a real big question. The Republicans are going to have a legal challenge. They don't want Torricelli's name off the ballot. Hopefully, the Democrats want to have somebody else on the ballot. They have a list of people they would like to replace Torricelli with. They'd like former Senator Bill Bradley to be on the ballot. I've heard that Bill Bradley doesn't want it. They might go to former Senator Frank Lautenberg, who apparently wants to run again. He is 78 years old, although he has a lot of money of his own. Mm-hmm. There are also several members of the House of Representatives. Bob Menendez, he's a Hispanic representative from New Jersey with a lot of money of his own. Frank Pallone, Rob Andrews, Bill Pascrell. Those are people who might want to run, but it's very complicating if you have a Democratic House member running for Senate. Do the Democrats then lose that seat in the House? This is a very tortured legal question, and it's going to be fought out in the next couple of weeks.
But do we know who's supposed to get to pick a nominee? If somebody says, "I'm off the Senate ballot," and we've witnessed in recent years people who died still remaining on a Senate ballot.
Yeah, the governor is the key here. Jim McGreevy is really the guy. He controls the state party. He would control who gets put on the ballot. Torricelli could also resign his seat. Then the governor gets to replace him in the U.S. Senate, and that sitting U.S. senator would run for re-election, although Torricelli's name would probably technically still be on the ballot.
How would you characterize the announcement of Senator Torricelli that he wasn't going to seek re-election?
Well, I would characterize it as this puts the seat back in play. I think Democrats were looking at a certain defeat. Now they have a chance to keep the seat. I think for the Republicans, it reminds me of the old adage, beware of what you wish for, you just might get it. Doug Forrester had made his entire campaign about Torricelli and nothing else. He says, "I'm the guy who's running against Bob Torricelli," and now he's not going to be running against Torricelli, and he's going to have to come up with a different message.
Thank you, Mara.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR national political correspondent, Mara Liasson.